Hello, fun people. I'm Isaac Carlson, and today I want to break down the backstory of the madman, military genius, and vicious warlord, Drago Bloodvist. And of course, if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, Drago Bloodvist was a strange man from a strange world who was designed to look racially ambiguous and totally separate from the Vikings of Burk, with influences in his clothes and features with Slavic and Asian origin, as well as possessing Mediterranean and Northern African influences. Drago was a man from a different realm who was shaped by terrible experiences in his childhood. After his village was attacked by dragons, his home was burned down, his family was killed, his arm was lost, and he was left with nothing. Through this tragedy, Drago was determined to conquer his frightened nature and the beasts who had wronged him.
I vow to rise above the fear of dragons, liberate the people.
On his quest, Drago began murdering dragons across the world, with an army of men slowly growing around him as he established himself as a formidable warrior. Early on, his conquest led him to find a wildebeest hatchling, who he decided to train and abuse to turn him into a heartless weapon who was subservient only to him. With an understanding that true power came from dominating the dragons, he swore to become the only person who could control them all. Draped in the skin of a dragon, Drago tore through the world, recruiting soldiers and destroying villages of any group who did not join him, moving north into the barbaric archipelago, meaning the islands that were around the northern hemisphere. His army became established, especially as he built a formidable navy and a sizable force of dragons, which eventually became known as the Northern Alliance, while Drago Bloodvist declared himself as Dragon God. That's what truly separates Drago from the rest of the How to Train Your Dragon villains. He's a man who constructed an empire out of nothing. With iron traps, razor netting, tranquilizing agents, and dragon trappers like Eret son of Eret serving the Northern Alliance, dragons continue to fall under Drago's rule as he became known as a man who was unforgiving of mistakes and intolerant of those who disagreed with his vision for the future. Drago was known to brand the men who failed him and would murder those who fell too far below his expectations. Luckily for Drago, there were plenty of men willing to assist his quest, including the dragon hunters led by Viggo Grimborn, who hunted, captured, and sold dragons for profit, the dragon flyers led by Krogan, who were a faction of Drago's army who rode a collection of dragons that were submissive due to harsh treatment and beatings, dragon mercenaries like Grimmel the Grizzly, who were happy to exterminate any dragons that needed to be vanquished, and there were a variety of warlords from across the world who served under him and excitedly awaited the day that they would be an unstoppable force in the world. Though there were many groups commissioned by Drago Bloodvist to dominate the dragon world, Velka and the Bewilderbeast that existed as the King of Dragons battled against his forces for decades in hopes of freeing the dragons that Drago imprisoned. But throughout all of these engagements, he remained resolved to come for them all. Over the years, he would grow to despise the woman he only knew as the Dragon Rider, as she was the primary threat who was able to resist his complete domination of man and dragon, as she could work with the dragons like he could.
I alone control the dragons.
Nevertheless, Drago continued on his journey to bring mankind under his dominion and free them all from the tyranny of dragons, which eventually led him to a gathering of Viking chieftains who had come together to discuss the problem of dragons attacking their villages. Drago promised them that he was the only person who could bring them peace and end their war with the dragons, but requested that all of the proud warriors would bow down to him and follow him. Of course, the Vikings rejected his offer, leading to Drago to send a group of armored dragons to burn them all with their fire. Though Drago believed all of the chiefs were burned alive, the truth was that Stoic the Vast had lived on. Throughout those following years, Drago continued to build his army and collect more dragons, but he also began to become fascinated with the search for more bewilderbeasts. The dragon flyers and hunters were specifically called upon for that task, but inevitably their fleet, their faction of men, and their leadership were all destroyed by Hiccup and the other dragon riders from Burk to ensure that a king of dragons didn't fall into the wrong hands, not realizing that the leader of the enemies they defeated already had a champion under under his control. In fact, Drago wouldn't even learn that there were other dragon riders other than Velka until Hiccup's friends were captured and he was told that hundreds of riders existed on Burk and that they were capable of descending upon his hideout. With that knowledge, he immediately ordered his men to prepare to attack Velka's fort so that they would be prepared to destroy Burk and its riders. Now was the time to draw out and challenge the Alpha. With dangerous weapons, armored dragons, a massive navy, a formidable army, and a vicious wildebeest under his control, Drago Bloodfist was finally ready to assert his dominance over the world. Fun people, make sure to subscribe for more magical How to Train Your Dragon discussions, and thank you to everyone who helps make my videos possible. If you'd like to help keep my discussions free for everyone forever, consider joining my community on Patreon, where we talk on the exclusive Discord, and where you get access to the show Behind the Magic, where I talk about everything on YouTube I'm working on. Finally, I hope you have a magical day.